Morning, Cauldronites. I am Morrigan and extremely excited to be bringing you today the moon in Scorpio. So if you are a Scorpio moon sign, this is something that's very important to you. So Scorpio is the astrological sign of death and regeneration, also extremes of emotion. The effect of Scorpio is to underline the moon's sensuous power, and at the same time, it brings out its forcefulness. Excuse me. If you have the moon in Scorpio, you have a spiritual nature and intense feelings that motivate your actions. You're very clever at hiding your true feelings. Moon in Scorpio is one of the more difficult lunar positions. You're driven by strong passions. You tend to deny that they are your motivation, however. You often disapprove of your emotions. So like when you have an emotion like anger or jealousy, you disprove it or disapprove of it, and you keep your reactions hidden under a calm, agreeable surface so that no one sees these types of emotions come from you. You can exercise great self-control. If an experience becomes painful, you cut yourself off from feelings entirely rather than continue to suffer. You particularly dread any form of rejection. So my moon is also in Scorpio as well as my sun sign. We, us Scorpios, we can't handle rejection. Kind of like in Back to the Future, George McFly, I can't handle rejection. Your ability to deaden feelings allows you to feel in control, but it's also the path to slow destruction of the spirit. In Scorpio, the lesson of finding your moon's true potential for wisdom and self-mastery is often difficult. Basically, we have to learn to let go emotionally and actually feel and work through our pain and experience the pain so that we can expand our ability to love. A moon in Scorpio person possesses enormous willpower and acute powers of observation. Your judgments are shrewd and accurate. We're blessed and cursed with a phenomenal memory, which actually is subjective because my memory sucks, except for when I need to remember a conversation, which is funny because I'm able to recall the conversation as if it happened yesterday and it could have been like 5 years ago. This usually is a great aid to you in your work, but it causes you to brood over an emotional wound or injury, which is so true. Some Scorpio moon types will never forget and will wait years to get revenge. This does not necessarily mean that you're cruel, doesn't necessarily mean you're vengeful, but at any time in our lives, we can instantly recall a slight to our pride. Remember exactly what the other person had said, how bitter we felt at the time, every single emotion surrounding it at that moment. Our persistence and determination enables us to rise above obstacles. And this moon position, unfortunately, has more obstacles than others. There's usually a secret sorrow or trouble in the lives of moon Scorpios that very often concerns family problems or health. It's amazing how accurate this is. Now remember, I'm getting this from the book called The Only Astrology Book You'll Ever Need by Joanna Martine Woolfolk. I bought this book at, I think, Barnes & Noble or Books A Million. Either way, you can find it. Check Amazon first, because usually Amazon's less expensive. But this lunar position creates a need for escape to fall into fantasy, which 9 times out of 10, a lot of us are avid readers. Although higher moon, Scorpio moon types use spiritualism that is so much a part of this sign to do work that benefits humanity. again, Scorpios, if we do not give of our life force to others, we are not happy. Though passion is always a factor with you, your sexuality can be sublimated in other areas, such as creative work or a career that demands self-sacrifice. Ha! Look at that. Work is important to us, for it's through work and effort that we are best able to express ourselves. We have high standards and pride of craftsmanship, and it's visible in all of our endeavors. We tend to be ambitious and are endowed with executive ability. This is especially true if your sun or ascendant is an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, which is hysterical because my ascendant sign is Virgo. So I am Scorpio sun, Scorpio moon, Virgo rising. Without even being aware of it, you possess a sensuality that attracts the opposite sex. This is why we can never have male friends if we're a female. Because we're just radiating it out of our pores. So good job, girls. Good job. This is often a source of difficulty in your love life. And many lunar Scorpios marry more than once. Yeah, true. I think most of America marries more than once anyways. So maybe America is a Scorpio moon. A fear of being controlled is at the core of our relationship issues, which is, oh my God, so true. For you to be in the position of emotional vulnerability puts you in a classic Scorpio death-like situation. For to be unsafe means you are at the mercy of another person. And that is my big thing. I don't know about any of you guys, but for me and other moon Scorpios that I know, Scorpios in general, to be honest, we don't like to depend on anyone because we've been let down one too many times. It's almost impossible for you to put a complete trust in someone else, and it takes a long time for you to commit yourself fully. The secret is your great need for emotional security, and in a sense, there is no security that is secure enough. However, once you feel unthreatened, you are capable of deep love. No matter what your sun sign may be, the Scorpio moon qualities of persistence and intensity run through your personality. If your sun is a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, the Scorpio moon confers energy and creativity, a true gift for turning a dream into reality once you set your mind to it. If your sun is an earth sign, like Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, a Scorpio moon accentuates your managerial talents and capacity for authority and leadership. If your sun is an air sign, like Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, a Scorpio moon bestows deep mental powers and the ability to captivate the public. If your sun is in a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, a Scorpio moon emphasizes your compelling personality and your vitality and drive for success. Whatever your sun sign, a moon in Scorpio will give you strong inner core of self-reliance, an arresting sensuality, and a magnetic flair for influencing others. So just remember that if any of you are Scorpio moons, you da bomb. We all are, regardless of where your moon or sun or anything is. It's just one more aspect for you to understand you or understand your partner or understand your best friend. If you know your signs of important people in your life, this will help you understand them better. My husband, he's an Aries sun. I can't remember his moon or his ascending, but we did his natal chart at one time. And when I was reading it to him, he is like, you know, there were some things where I was like, well, that makes a lot of sense. So it's always good, even if they don't know that you're doing it. Maybe they don't agree with all of this. Maybe they think it's just a bunch of garbage. But for me, for people around me. I like to know their natal chart so that I better understand when they start getting frustrated or when they start, you know, asking me questions that I find invasive. Because being a Scorpio, we don't want anyone to know what's going on in our head. And we tend to get real defensive when people start asking us questions. But if you understand that it doesn't come from a place of malice and they're not trying to figure you out so they can hurt you, because that's what us Scorpios always think, it will help your relationship and you won't feel so threatened being Scorpio Sun or Scorpio Moon. So I would definitely encourage you to do a natal chart on your loved ones, those that are super important to you. So thank you for being here and listening. And I am excited to be back doing this again. This is so awesome. If you have questions, please feel free to email me, witchescauldron@yahoo.com. You can also email spellboundapoth, APOTH, @gmail.com. Go to my store's website, spellbound-apothecary.com. And if I don't have something that you need, message me. I'll be more than happy to make you whatever you need. So thanks for listening. I'm really excited to be sharing this experience with you and helping you along in your journey. Have a great day. And remember, your word is your bond.